I'm sorry?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago, I called over there. Some woman hung up the phone on me over there trying to get away from
a
problem.
Oh, seriously, again? No, okay, no, I'm hanging up the phone.
Asshole.
And if you call back again, I'm going to call the police.
You're
next
an asshole
time. I've
dickhead.
Already informed my corporate about you, sir.
The sauce
You're
is water.
You're harassing our employees.
Oh,
goodbye.
The sauce is water.
No, I say I no need appetizer, okay? You understand?
Did you make a shit in the toilet and then not
wash
your hands?
Fuck you, you son of a bitch. You fuck you. You every time come and call my place, order something, you not pick up. Fuck you, son of a bitch.
Someone was what?
Bad to me.
Who was it?
What was your name?
My name is Ashley.
Yeah, Ashley's the name.
So I was mean to you?
Yeah, the guy with the girl's name, he was mean to me.
Oh, very nice. That's good.
Does that hurt?
Have a nice night, sir.
Okay, Julie.
Okay.
Bye, Stacy.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Story was as curious as his narrative. The tale of his life is the tale of a writer of incredible vision, an astute analyst and pundit, a lyricist compassionate and callous, a reckless hedonist, and disaffected malcontent.
Man. Good evening, it is Carlito, Milkman, and the Madhouse. Good evening, it is January 13th. Back from my little trip up north. Exciting times here in the Carlito household. Thank you for having me, thank you for being guests all here. We're going to have a good time tonight, make some prank calls. And sit as I watch the Orlando Magic lose their second game in a row, probably. God damn it. Send your request over to me, Madhouse Radio, if you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger. Again, AOL, Yahoo Instant Messenger users, Madhouse Radio. And if you're using MSN Messenger, that would be madhouse@live.com. Milkman is here with us, I trust. Milkman, how are you tonight, good sir?
Howdy, everybody. So, what the hell's going on? Dang, I'm looking at the camera, and I see this guy here, cleanly shaven. He's got his earballs lowered. What the hell's going on? Who's sitting in your chair there, hermanito?
Cleanly shaven? What are you talking about? Cleanly shaven? I got a bearded show. I haven't shaved in about a week. I haven't shaved since I took my trip up north.
Dude, you look like you got a whole head job done. Like your ears got lowered and everything, man. You was looking like the caveman there last time I saw you.
No, dude, I haven't had a haircut at all since the last time you saw me. I'm more hairy than I've been since I was really, really hairy a few months ago.
How dare you take a shower before doing a show with us? God darn it.
That's my fucking problem.
Get out the captain hat tonight, man, and let's do some battle.
It's over there. I'll get it in a second.
All right, my brother.
What is
good
up with Dwight?
Good to see you, man. Good to see you.
Thanks. Good to see
you. I'm glad you had a wonderful trip up north with the family.
Yeah,
sounds like prosperous adventures and always a good thing.
It was my second time seeing snow ever in my life. I can say now that I don't find it that intimidating. I am the master of snow. I am the snow master, so to say. I had to shovel snow yesterday morning for the first time. That was not enjoyable. I did not have gloves on. I didn't know that you need to wear gloves if you're going to shovel snow, Milkman. That's a fucking bullshit, man. Shoveling snow. That's very inconvenient.
Get used to it, bro. If you got to visit, I'll tell you a quick secret. Get a little can of this stuff called heat. It comes in a can. It looks about like the size of maybe a Lysol can.
Get a can of this stuff called heat.
Stores.
Okay.
Yep, and you just spray it right on the windows. And as soon as you get in the car, you don't have to wait for them to defrost as quick. Because that way, if you got ice, it'll come right off of it. You can just scrape it right off, or sometimes use your windshield wipers. And if it's just like light frost, then you can just spray that shit on there and start the wipers and get ready to drive.
All right. What is it, salt or something? What is it?
No, it's got alcohol in it.
Oh, alcohol.
It's got alcohol in it, but it's designed for cars and windshields, man.
All right. Let's see. Herbal bacon, or as I like to call them, bacon is saying put a can of Sterno in your gloves. All right, let me get that here. Can of Sterno. Is that a joke? That sounds
yeah,
serious.
Well, buy you a set of battery-operated socks, because sooner or later you'll figure out the first thing that gets cold usually is your feet if
right.
they're not doing something.
Yeah. Ken asking about the big rubber titty. Dude, since the last show, the rubber titty got sticky. I remember towards the end of last show was saying it's getting sticky. I've scrubbed it with this towel right here. I tried scrubbing it with a sponge, a loofah, rubbing alcohol, soapy water, hot water, cold water. Nothing gets the stickiness off of it. It stays it's perma-sticky now. Milkman, and then I did try to
wow.
go. I went to the dollar store. They don't sell them. I guess they ran out. There was a run on the rubber titties, man. Can't find it, but
oh my god, they were listening to the show, dude.
I guess big run on rubber titties, but they're online. They even got the supersized one.
Got a hold of it and wanked all over it, and that's why it's all sticky, and that's why you can't get it off. But
yeah.
Dude was wanking on it.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I'm looking for any suggestions here, so I'm looking at Milkman. I hate the jinx stuff, but I might be making a move here going up north. I mentioned that to some extent, but
really?
Looks like things are a little more solidified as of today as far as job opportunities up there. I'm not going to specify too much because I don't want to jinx anything, like I said, but that might affect Madhouse.
Wow.
That might affect Madhouse for a few weeks at least, if not longer than that, while I get situated up there and move server equipment and studio equipment up there and we find a house. Just a word of the warning. It could happen. Could come like a thief
but
in the
night.
But
there may be some positive prospects in the future is what you're trying to tell us then.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely in the term of money, which is all I really care about. It's all I really care about.
Hey, man. Hey, as long as you get the cha-ching, man, you know, the cha-ching, you pull that big handle down, something pops out, that makes it worth it, man.
Right. So,
you know, we're all behind you, my brother.
Thank
we're
you,
always
man.
Behind you, my brother.
Thank
you don't
you.
Have to worry about that. We'll still love you.
Right. I'm always behind Athena, if you know what I mean. Hey. All right, cool. dude, but... Snow's fun. It's pretty. I'm not intimidated by it. You know, there was no blizzard up there. Everyone tells me, what the hell is a blizzard? Like, I don't care. Because I'm just not going to go to work. I'm going to call in like, look, there's a blizzard outside. I'm from Florida. I ain't going to work. And I'll stay home and just need a dime bag of weed. That's all you need, man. Peanut butter and a loaf of bread. What else you need? All right. There's like a hurricane coming in. Get some crimpy, some extra, get some crunchy Jiffy, loaf of bread, gallon of water, you know. I got my cousin's coming. She went to Walmart just now. She'll be coming back with my gallon of water here. I had not stocked
that. Just don't drink the antifreeze.
No, I won't do that.
It looks like Gatorade. It tastes sweet, I heard, but just don't drink it.
Look at the Magic throwing the ball away again. Fucking assholes. Fucking bitches.
And avoid the yellow snow.
That's the one thing I haven't done yet is write my name in the snow. I'm going to have to do that for sure. So we got some numbers coming in from Brendan. Nunu might be sending in some later. He's got some ideas here for pranks tonight. We're going to be running with here, calling hotels in the United States, doing a reverse Iran thing. Hey, man, we haven't called Iran in a while. Remember, we're calling Iran there for some time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, what was there was a hotel that we kept messing with, right? What was it? The very anti-American hotel?
There was a hotel.
Homa.
And you were saying, like, you're going to have sex with a woman and this and that. And
with
they were getting pissed off. And
it was,
where at? And wanted to call the secret police. And
yeah. It was one room, one bed, two men. And in the Homa Hotel in Iran, Tehran, Iran. And they said they called the secret police on me every time. You guys like, gentlemen, no, you cannot. Let's see. Let me hear. Let's recap. I'm going to try to give them a call. We got some more ideas, some more numbers to do here. We're going to take it easy tonight. I'm a little tired. I can't stay on too late tonight because I do have I don't have an interview, but I'm meeting with my recruiter. Guy finds me jobs, and he said that he might have some leads on some jobs up where I'm going to be moving to. and maybe a job here in Orlando. So just going to meet with him. I'm going to meet with my attorney at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Also, I got a busy day, busy schedule tomorrow. Let's listen to Homosexual Hotel Iran. Let's listen to that. I'm going to dig in here, find the Homa Hotel number. I've got that in the Lonesome Loser log. Lonesome should be joining us here in about an hour or so, maybe a little less than that, 30, 40 minutes maybe, something like that. And we'll be kicking into high gear. This is Madhouse Radio for the 13th. Right back. Give me a moment. Listen to this prank call while we get things set up here, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to Homa Hotel Tehran.
Hey, this is the Homa Hotel.
Please wait a moment.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
Hello?
Yes, hi. What was that?
Gentlemen. Yes, sir?
This is the Homa Hotel, right?
Yes, it is.
So Homa stands for homosexual? That's why I was calling.
No, gentlemen, listen. Not homosexual.
This is the homosexual hotel.
In no, Iran. No.
This is
the Homa Hotel. Not the Homa Hotel. Sexual.
This is
what
not.
What do you mean sexual?
No, I was looking for I went on the computer and I looked for homosexual hotel in Iran, and this came up, Homa Hotel.
No, no, that's right. That's right.
Okay. Well, I mean, I know we're confused, but you're not going to report me to the Republican Guard, are you?
I give you information that we're not allowed to give you the room.
Okay.
I give you information.
But just myself, by myself. I want to go to my room by myself. That's it.
It's possible.
Okay, we do it then.
It's fun.
Okay. And then will you come to my room?
No.
No? You're not interested?
No.
How tall are you?
I afraid you. No.
You're afraid of me? It's okay. Don't be scared. I'm not going to hurt you. I'll do it soft.
Anyway.
No, I'll do it soft, I do it to you.
You can get the room. You can get the room.
Mm-hmm.
Alone.
Okay.
And nobody can enter to your room.
Okay, so just me, by myself, and you in the room.
It's possible. Not just for yourself. Just yourself, not with me.
Well, how can I... Where's your room?
Because I have boyfriend.
No, you're not married, though, you said.
Yeah, I married with a boy.
To a boy? They do that in Iran? I didn't know they did that in Iran. Really? Okay.
I'm just... Yeah. And unfortunately, I don't have enough time.
How many?
Have
let me ask you this: how many fathers do you have?
How many fathers I have?
Yeah.
I don't have any father.
You don't have a father?
And I don't know my father. I don't know my father. Who
because
my
you're
father? I don't know.
Your mother is a prostitute, right?
No, your mother's a prostitute.
No, why don't you know who your father is? Maybe your mother is a prostitute. Maybe that's why I like to kiss her.
Anyway, let me cut your line, huh?
No, I do not. You don't do it, or there's going to be trouble for you.
I can.
I have you recorded saying that you have a boyfriend, so I'm going to call the Republican Guard now and play that for them. What was your name?
No.
What's your name?
My name is Hassan Taginagi.
Hassan Taginagi? All right, so I'm going to call. I'm going to tell the Republican Guard that at the homosexual hotel that there's a man that has a boyfriend, and that's you. And they're going to come. They're going to take you. They're going to arrest you. Because it's my duty to...
Don't repeat. It's not the homosexual. This is the Homa Hotel.
The homosexual hotel.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, not homosexual. Homa Hotel.
Well, why are you answering the phone then? If it's not the homosexual hotel, why are you answering the phone? I don't understand.
Yeah, you're right. This is a homosexual hotel.
Okay,
right.
So then it's my duty to report this to the government. That's what they tell me, that I'm supposed to report homosexuals to them immediately. So I'm going to do this.
Let me just tell you a line.
No, I will not let you, no.
No, I do.
No, did you put me down for one bedroom, one bed, one room, two men yet?
You can come to Homa Hotel.
Okay.
You can come.
Okay, I'm going to come. I'm going to come.
Okay, and I'll come to your room.
Okay, you're going to kiss me?
You come, okay? You come, I'll come to your room and show I will kiss or you will kiss. Okay?
Who's going to kiss first, you or me?
Of course you will kiss.
I will kiss you, and then you will kiss me back, or you just want to see what it's like?
The homosexual hotel, everybody. I didn't realize it.
All right, that's the homosexual hotel. I'm sorry. That is the Homa Hotel in Tehran, Iran. And I failed to look for the number all that time, unfortunately. So I failed my mission. Thank you. Thank you for appreciating me. We got another number here. We'll get to that soon. But in the meantime, I'll get to some other numbers that I've got here from Big Brendan. I also wanted to mention, Nunu, if you could do me a favor, post that picture in the chat room. Our good friend Charlie over in Honoruru, we have a picture of Charlie from a website, a review of the restaurant back in 2002. The Honolulu local newspaper there did an interview and stuff with him, and they've got a picture of Charlie, the angry guy that we talked to and says that he fuck us and all that. We've got his picture. It's quite interesting to look at him. He doesn't look too angry in the picture. He's actually smiling, but when you actually hear him, in the calls that we do to him, he's quite an angry cat. So I would look forward to new posting that picture there soon. Okay.
Good job, sir. Nunu, yeah.
Yeah, I did a good job. There we go. Nunu posting the pic right now. That's the actual, that is the Charlie. We got his last name now.
There you go, our UK secret MI5 reconnaissance team. That is your name, isn't
it? I got the tit here. Let me take it out of my chest. I was putting it in my under my shirt there. It looked like it was a part of me. This is a great tit.
I like your hairdo, dude. He looked like you did there about 2 weeks ago with that hairdo.
I know, right?
Looks like a classic Carlito picture almost, too, yeah. Man.
Thanks. Fix that hat a little bit. Puff it out. Got the old pranking seal up there a little bit. All right, guys. I love that. He looks like he doesn't have one good normal teeth in his whole mouth, I think. Let me look at that. Look at him. Nah, he doesn't have bad teeth. They're not bad, but that's him. Can you imagine? It doesn't look like him at all.
He don't sound that nice.
No, it doesn't sound that nice. No, it looks kind of friendly there. Getting us until you say shit to him and he's like, I'll fuck you.
Hairdo's kicking though, man.
No shit. Alright, so what's his name? Nunu, what's his last name again? Let me get that here. I got Nunu send me his last name, his real last name. The shirt. What's the shirt say? Hawaiian Lounge?
Honolulu.
Hawaiian.
Honolulu. Hawaiian Ribbon.
Leg Ray? Hawaiian Leg Room? I don't know what it says. What's it say?
Legacy.
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 Whatever.
Yeah, because it's showing all that old Polynesian stuff on there.
I guess. All right, let's see if we can get him. Now we got his last name. Instead of asking for Charla, that's for Mr. See if we can get around the, the issue with the lady blocking his way.
Inside scoop.
That's how we do it here, man.
We'll see if we can keep that smile on his face. Oh, there you go. Do a Jack Masterson, maybe. There you go. That's a good idea.
Hello, did John help you?
Yes, may I speak with Mr. S, please?
Hello, yes, can I help you?
Yes, it's Mr. S there.
Who is calling?
This is Ralph Littlejohn.
This is a S.
Hello?
Yes, Mr. S.
Yeah, who is calling?
Yes, hi, this is Ralph Littlejohn. I'm with the Honolulu Advertiser.
Honolulu Advertiser?
Yes, sir. We wanted to come in and see if we could do another piece for you. I think I have it down here. We might have been in about 8 years ago, perhaps. We wanted to see if you have you changed your menu at all since the last time we were in, where we're needing another piece for the February issue.
No, I don't need it.
No, okay. Well, you're required to do this, sir.
No, I don't need an appetizer.
Okay, because there's a complaint.
Thank
about
you.
There's a complaint about shit in the food and piss in the food.
What are you talking about?
That there was a complaint that there's shit and piss in the food again, so we wanted to come down and maybe get your reaction and report to that.
Hey, don't do that, okay?
No, I did it already. Shit.
You're not an appetizer, okay?
Yes, I am. I'm Ralph Littlejohn. Look it up. And it says...
No.
Well,
if you do that, you'll be careful. I will call police, okay?
No, I already have a report because of the feces, the shit content in your food.
No, I say I no need appetizer, okay? You understand?
Did you make a shit in the toilet and then not wash
it? Fuck you, you son of a bitch! You fuck you! You every time come and come my place, order something you not pick up. Fuck you, son of a bitch!
That's not nice. So what do you?
Okay, if you come my, yeah, so you come my store.
And what?
Fuck you, son of a bitch! You're
gonna shit on me?
On me?
Fuck you, son of a bitch. Okay, great. There we go, guys. There you go. That's what you wanted.
How's that for a Hawaiian hospitality? Right there, downtown Honolulu.
Did you say... That's not what you...
Listen to that madhouse smile.
Listen to that madhouse... Listen to that madhouse smile, man. All right, folks. Hope you enjoyed that. You're not the Honolulu advertiser. Yeah, no shit. No shit, Sherlock.
Oh, I'm looking at that picture. Now, I listen to what I just heard, and I flip over that picture, and I start laughing again.
Yeah, I know, right? You look at that, and you stick everybody, fuck you!
Look at that madhouse smile. Yeah. I just heard it.
Everyone, make sure you put... There's a new poll out there on the Madhouse page, over the chat room, on chat page, or the main page. Or just go to madhouselive.com/poll, P-O-L-L. I think it's which of the Madhouse characters do you like the most? Which one reigns supreme? I think I've got we got my version of Fat Albert. Yeah, I got Eddie Garcia, Jack Valente and Associates. I don't think... Did I put Ralph Littlejohn? Ralph Littlejohn isn't really... I mean, it's just another name that I use. Not really a character. And you got John, the 482-pound man. That was his original name. And, well, Jack. Jack, the 482-pound man, more commonly known as Jack Masterson, as named by Milkman. Kudos on you. I'm drinking beer. I'm going to be mixing beer here with Diet Mountain Dew, caffeine-free in a little bit, and adding a splash of what's left of the Thanksgiving beef eater here from that drunk show we had about masturbating horses. Maybe we'll get back on that topic.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, that's the
I think that's how the booby got all sticky.
Yeah, you think so? Horse semen? Thanks. Thank you for that. All right, so we'll continue on. Piss Jug requesting a Hey Big Girl. Yeah, we're going to have to do that. Hopefully we get some big girls on the line. I want to give a kudos real quick here to Big Tug and RBCP held the phone down last week. They had a pretty good show. I listened to it. In my
awesome.
My in-laws' basement while I was out of town. It was a pretty good time. They had a really funny call to people complaining about AT&T. Good stuff. Hope you all caught that. If not, that'll be uploaded here eventually someday.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, folks. Go ahead and continue on with some more prank calls. Ken, don't worry. I'll get to that. Well, if you still have the number, I don't know. It was a macaroni girl that we called the last show we did 2 weeks ago. If you have that number on you, send it to me now. I don't know if you... back's hurting me. I don't know if you got it or not. Send it to me. Brendan's sending in a number for a guy named Alex who put his phone number up on Facebook. Go ahead and take a page out of RBCP's book. See what we can do with that here. Just a moment. I'm a little confused. I don't understand why all my outgoing calls are costing me money today. They're supposed to only be free. Supposed to be free per call. I don't know why what's doing that. Fuck.
Gotta
Did I fail to do something?
Is Skyfish just charging you?
It's telling me it's charging me for calls that I thought were free all the time.
Oh, shit. Skyfish, bro.
I think I might have failed billing here last week without me knowing. I'll take a look at that. That could make for a pretty short show. We only have like $3 of credit on there right now. Magic are down by 2 only now. Okay, good. I stopped paying attention to the show and all of a sudden things are looking up. Well, that's a good sign. Yeah, all the calls that I've had here have cost money. No friend that I lose you. Hello, Milkman.
Hey, sorry about that, man. My signal dropped.
That's okay, no problem.
I think it's AT&T Security, man.
Oh, yeah, check it out. I didn't even realize. My unlimited calling expired on the knife, and I forgot to reactivate it.
Uh-huh.
Whoops.
Skyfish.
No, that's me. That's me. I forgot to reactivate it. Whoops. All right, let me go and do that. Because if not, we're going to beat some shit here. Now I'm playing nothing. This is beautiful. Alright, let me play this prank call from phone losers. It's called Jumping on the Beds. I don't know if this is funny or not, but we'll do it. Right back while I recharge the juice.
Hey, quit hanging up on me. Hey. Hey.
Oh. Hello.
Hi, this is Bruce from the front desk.
Will you please turn off the alarm? It's ringing in our room all the time.
It's not an alarm. It's the telephone. I've been trying to call you.
Oh, you want us?
Yes, I'm trying to reach you. You need to stop jumping on the beds there.
Pardon me?
Do you need to stop jumping on the beds? There have been complaints.
Jumping on the beds?
Yes, you're jumping
my
on the
husband.
You're jumping on the beds in your room. You need to cut it out.
My husband and I are not jumping on the bed. It must be some other room.
I can tell you're out of breath, and I kind of think you've been jumping on the beds. It's okay. You're not in trouble. Just you don't have to.
What is it?
You don't have to deny it. Just stop jumping on the beds tonight, okay?
You've got to be kidding.
It's bedtime, all right? No.
Are you joking?
No, this is Bruce from the front desk. Stop jumping on the beds. That's all there is to it. I mean, we don't have to sit here and argue about it. Just don't jump on the beds or there's going to be a problem.
Oh, they're accusing us of jumping on the beds. My husband and I are both 78 years old. Do you think we're both jumping on the beds?
I don't know. Maybe you're doing drugs or something.
We are on the first floor.
We have a basement.
I'm going to tell somebody about this.
I'm the only one working right now.
Well,
I don't see what the problem is. It's just we really need to stop jumping on the beds. We've had several complaints tonight.
I'm not jumping, and we're not jumping on the beds. You're waking us up. We were sound asleep.
I don't know. I just have a hard time believing that, but, you know.
And it looks like it's working now. However, the do drop in, who I'm trying to call back, is not registering as busy. They got me there.
Just stop jumping.
In room 24, now who's going to hear us jumping on the beds?
The people downstairs in the basement rooms.
There's nobody below us.
Yeah, there's basement rooms here. There's the basement rooms and there's floors above those. Those are the rooms that are $22 a night.
That's funny. Well, this is the funniest thing that's ever happened.
Really? You must have a sad life.
We were sound asleep in bed when you woke us up.
All right, we'll go back to sleep, okay?
Well, how can I?
Oh, no, I ruined your week.
We got a request for the No Motherfucker Policy Hotel prank call by RBCP. Let's go ahead and check that out here. That purchase is just about completed that I made on Skype, and we'll be able to do some more prank calls. We're going to get to those in just a second. This is only a minute 53, and we'll be right back. Hang on, see if this is any good.
Hello? Yes, hello, sir?
Yes.
Yes, this is David. I'm calling from the front desk.
Yes.
We've been receiving some complaints in regards to your room. There's been some prostitution claims that have been made. I'm trying to get this resolved here without having to involve the police.
Front desk?
I'm sorry, what's that?
Is this front desk?
Yes, I'm calling from the front desk.
This is 136.
That's correct. Room 136 is what has been reported to me. Is there any prostitution occurring there?
I don't have anyone here.
Are there any ladies there?
No.
Okay, there's because I've been getting complaints that there's a lot of moaning and humping and thumping.
No, there's no one here but me.
Have you been masturbating loudly?
No.
Well, sir, I'm sorry. It sounds like you're really being a motherfucker here.
Again, I'm here by myself. I was asleep. I haven't had anyone here. There's no noise.
Sir, you don't need to get an attitude with me. It sounds like you're being a real motherfucker.
No, what I'm saying, it has to be maybe another room. I'm in here by myself. I am asleep.
Well, sir, I'm calling in regards to room 136, and you know, I'm really sorry to have to inform you, but we have a very, very, very strict no motherfucker policy here.
I'm not cursing. You cursing. I'm not doing the cursing.
No, sir, I'm not cursing.
Yes.
I'm a devout Christian. Are you... Sir?
I understand. I was an RBCP, and... I just don't get what the excitement was about that, but all right. All right. That was Mr. Specimen.
I'm a devout Christian.
I'm a devout Christian. All right.
I believe in gun rights.
Well, that's something that reminds me. Yeah, what about that senatress getting shot in the head? 9-year-old girl getting shot? Milton, any ideas on that?
What the hell was that all about, dude?
I don't know about it. That? People, there's angry people out there. I didn't know. I didn't know America, you know, there were people who would do stuff like that. I don't know. Why? Why, Milkman? Why do they do that? Why? How do you call people again? View? No. Tools? Fuck. Add people? No. Dial pad? That was stupid. Okay. Thank you, Skype, for confusing my day. Here we go. View and then call phones. Yes, that makes perfect sense. Look, when you're eating ramen noodles without cooking them? Imagine down by 2, 43 seconds left.
Yep.
Damn it. Looks like we almost had it there, but I don't know, I can't hear. I don't know if they called a foul on us or what. 41 seconds left, Magic down by 2. Magic took it into overtime on a Hito Tikaru 3 last night. But we're unable to beat the Hornets. I think it was
5-0-3-8-4-1-4.
No answer there. I'm very distracted right now. Magic game's almost done. I will be no longer distracted. Hornets shooting two. Two free throws for the OKC. For the Thunder. Let's see what happens here. Hang on. It's very tense. Shot one. Made it. No. Made both of them. Magic down by 4 now with 41 seconds left. Still doable, but not very likely. Yeah, balls.
Wow, somebody was rampaging with a snowplow.
Some black guy in Toronto went on a rampage in a snowplow yesterday and killed a cop in his car. What the fuck is that about? Jesus Christ. I wanted to use a snowplow. My father-in-law has a snowplow, and I was already halfway in a snowing 6 inches of snow, and they said, it probably should have brought out the snowplow. I'm like, yeah, that would have been cool. Not snowplow, snowblower. Snowblower is what I meant to say. Well, I mean, the guy was probably an accident, right? If he piled him an accident, big deal. Whatever. Do black people run snowplows? I didn't know it was a black people thing to do. I thought it was like a white man thing to do, is run a snowplow. I guess I'm wrong.
They have black people in Canada?
Yeah, I know, right?
That's awful far north, man.
Well, yeah, a lot of them escaped to the north, and they kept going right out of the States, went into Canada. I think at some point, right before the Civil War, the certain people got in power in Congress, made it so slaves couldn't just make it over the Mason-Dixon line and become free. Because bounty hunters were at that point allowed. Magic hit three? Magic hit what? Magic done by two. We hit a two-point shot. Right off the key. Good deal. All right, cool. Still doable if we can get a push here. 32 seconds left. Might be able to take it home with a three. I'm certain Ahito Turkoglu will take that last shot if it does happen. Exciting, but we're going to a timeout. Full timeout looks like here. All right. I trust you're all rooting for the Magic here tonight. We need to stop. Not a push. We need to stop here. Anyway, yeah, it became a point where bounty hunters were allowed to, you know, to catch escaped slaves in the north. And they started moving all the way up to Canada. So I'm certain, yeah, there are blacks up there, dude. Of course. Of course, man. There's nothing wrong with that. Basketball's not just about being tall.
Well, I thought they were going to put up that border. You know, they were talking about building a wall. And that way they could keep all the brown people out of Canada. So they'd be stuck in the States.
Pretty big wall, dude.
Well, I know that's what George Bush and all those guys were talking about. I think I remember a time whenever crazy fucker was saying something about that. He was supporting
whatever.
That a lot. The
whatever.
Whole thing.
Crazy fucker. What the hell's going on with that guy, huh? All right.
He's working for the RNC now.
Calling the Olive Garden here. I'm still waiting to see if anybody, whoever sent in the number that we called, I think that was you, Ken. Macaroni Grill. No, that was Lonesome Loser. I'll have to look at Lonesome's log when he gets in here. Hopefully he does tonight. I haven't heard from him in a few days. Oh, I did want to mention Reclude, Big Reclude. Talk to him. He's in good spirits. He said hi to everybody, including you, Milkman. He asked about you.
Oh, my God.
Talk to him,
where
too.
Where the hell's he at?
He's been busy. He's recording in his studio. He's still in the Columbus studio. He said that he is going to try to make an appearance here a Thursday night here as soon as he can, but he is very busy. But he has been following the show and the podcast. He wants to thank everybody who voted for him in our previous poll. He came in second place behind Zolar.
That's awesome.
For the most wanted returned guest prank caller. He did mention that. He was excited that we did release the prank call, whatever the fuck it was called, Junk Buster that he did. And he said he definitely will be making a return guest appearance here as soon as he can. So, you know, shout out to everybody from Reckless. Wanted to pass it on to you guys.
Yeah, man, good. We need some more stool samples. Maybe he could help you out.
There you go. More stool samples.
Thank you for calling Olive Garden. Can I help you?
Yes, sir. I was calling about a problem with the menu there.
What kind of menu?
Your food menu there that you give out to patrons when they come in to eat?
Yes.
Yeah, it took way too long to get the menu.
I'm sorry, what?
It took way too long to get the stupid menu.
No.
Yeah, it did.
Are you going to go eat in here or dine in or to go?
Well, I left.
I'm sorry, what?
I left because of the, you know, I didn't get a menu long enough. I left.
Oh, okay. Hold on, sir. I'll transfer you to the manager, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Sorry for that.
Yes, sir.
No, I can't break away. I must have you every day.
I'm going.
Regularly assault me or tease.
You've got me in your clutches, and I can't break free. You're getting
listen
to
that big girl sing.
Thank you for holding. This is Vasti. How may I assist you?
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm good, sir. I was calling. I had to leave over there. I went, and it took far too long to get the stupid menu.
You went where?
I went there to the stupid restaurant.
To the what restaurant?
The stupid restaurant there.
Which restaurant?
Your stupid restaurant.
What happened?
No, you know what I'm saying, the word stupid that I'm saying?
No.
You know what stupid means?
Excuse me? I'm not understanding what you're telling me.
Do you know what stupid means? Hello? What was your name?
I'm listening.
What was your name? Was your name Vanya?
Yeah.
Okay, Vanya. I went into your stupid place there. You understand what I mean? That I'm upset and I say stupid? That is stupid people?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you understand? What does that make you think? Do you think I'm happy or angry?
No, but let me just hear what happened, please.
I went there and, you know, to your stupid place.
Okay.
Yeah, and then it took this too long to get the stupid menu.
Okay.
So I left upset.
Okay.
So I want to get an apology from the manager, from the owner, from the person who's in charge, was supposed to give me the menu, the waitress or waiter who was supposed to give me the menu. And then I want to get a deal when I come in. I'm going to come in and I want to have good service. And I want to have unlimited salad and breadsticks when I come in.
I am sorry. Could you hold, please?
Yes, sir. Hey, Lonesome's here.
What's your Frankie? Frankie, big girl?
Magic lost this one. Fucking fuck. This is better than learning Italian. Where are we calling it? Is this the Philippines or something? Why is a woman talking like that?
Pass them around. You'll find my reason is logically sound. Who's gonna know that you pass them around? 100 years from today.
No, we're only down by 2.8 seconds left. He's got the ball. Hello? God damn it. Fouled him. We've been hung up on here. I'm sorry. I'm distracted here. We got 2.1 seconds left. We have fouled a black guy who got the basketball in his hands. That's your match. A black man got the ball in his hands and he's been fouled. He is now throwing the basketball up in the air.
I want to see a picture of the guy that was driving, the black guy that was driving the snowplow, man. I don't believe it was a black guy. It couldn't be.
Can't be. All right, so now we're behind by 3. 1 free throw left. This should be the game here. If he makes this, it's out of reach. See, if he misses this one, we'll be able to, you know, tie the game up going to overtime. Miss, you fucking asshole. And he made it. That's game. Carlito predicts this game has been lost. Thank you. Frizz Fry, what's with the Wii? Everyone who listens to Madhouse Radio is a Magic fan by default. If you don't like it, I got news for you. You're all Magic fan supporters. The Orlando Magic are the official sponsors of Madhouse Radio's official prank call show for the Orlando Magic. Yeah, buddy.
They sponsored that last free foul.
Free throw, yeah, they sure did. With their ass. Fuck. Alright, well. Whatever. 2 in a row, no big deal. Alright, so Lonesome Loser has sent in numbers. We got 12 monkeys, body piercing. Let's go ahead and see what's up with them. I'm getting quite toasty here with my gin drink. Excuse me. Seriously, view? You have to click view to add people?
Magic made a three. We lost by 1 point.
12 monkeys.
Listen, is this the tattoo place?
Yes, it is.
Is there a rule there that you have to be sober before you get a tattoo?
Yeah.
What do you guys, you make me sign papers about that?
Yeah, we have a whole release form that you sign.
But, I mean, if I sign the paper and I'm still drunk, I mean, that's what's going to happen.
Your tattoo's going to probably look like shit when it heals.
It's not so I don't put something wrong on it?
Well, no, the thing is when you drink, it thins your alcohol, or the alcohol thins your blood,
mm-hmm.
and it thins out the ink going in your skin, so it's not a good idea to be drunk when you get tattooed.
Well, let's say I got a tattoo and I'm not, like, I don't like what it was.
Okay.
Then I wanted to maybe get you guys in trouble for it.
Okay.
So now I'm thinking maybe if you guys couldn't find that paper, then maybe I might have a leg to stand on.
So what are you saying?
I'm just going to tell the people, the lawyer, whatever, that I was drinking and you didn't have me sign the paper or something, or that you guys can't, you know, prove it, you can't find the paper.
For what?
That I wasn't drinking when I had the tattoo done. Because then you're liable for doing it.
Okay.
All right, so can you check to see if you have my paper there?
Who did your tattoo?
I don't remember. I was drunk.
You don't remember you were drunk when you got tattooed?
It was a dude. He had, like, piercings, that guy.
You're calling the wrong shop because nobody here has piercings in their face.
Did he have tattoos on him, probably?
Everybody here has tattoos.
Just about. Well, look in those papers, see if you find Ralph Lodon, because if not, then I think I got a case. I'm going to call my lawyer in the morning.
Do you know you don't know what shop you got tattooed at?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, my wife took me over there.
When was it? When did you get tattooed?
About a week ago. It was our anniversary.
A week ago for your anniversary?
Yeah, 12 monkeys.
At 12 monkeys?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't remember who tattooed you?
I don't know. My wife planned the whole thing. It was my first tattoo. Can you look for Ralph Lutterjohn in those papers? Because if you don't have it, then I'll just talk to my lawyer and I might have... Because that's permanent, right? You can't get...
What did you get?
I'm kind of embarrassed to talk about it.
Well, I kind of need to know so I can kind of figure out who did it, and because everybody has their own paperwork.
Mm. It was a dolphin.
Okay.
And it was on the small of my back.
A dolphin on the small of your back.
Right.
Okay. And I can tell you, if the guy that tattooed you had piercings in his face, is that what you're telling me?
He might have had tattoos on his face or something. I don't know. I was kind of out of it. My wife's not talking to me ever since I got it done.
Okay, well, there's nobody here that has tattoos. There's one guy that has a tattoo on his face, but it's very... You can't even notice it.
Okay.
But nobody here has piercings in their face.
I have a receipt and stuff. My wife.
You have a receipt?
My wife has a receipt and paper, she says, yeah.
Okay, bring it down, and then we'll sit down and go through the paperwork
and
try to find
it for you.
No, I'm
not going to you guys. I'm going to the lawyer. That's got nothing to do with you. They're going to send you a letter or something.
Okay.
But can you? If you can help me out, just look in those papers. You have the papers?
Not right in front of me. Hang on 1 second. Let me get your name and number, and I'll give you a call when I look through them.
Put me through to the papers room.
What?
You got the room where the papers are, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, in that room over there, then you should have like a file or something that has all those papers.
Okay,
and you're supposed to keep like carbon copies of the papers because you're supposed to be able to provide. One for my lawyer, one for you, one for me, and an extra copy in case there's a fire.
Okay, well, give me your name.
This is Ralph Littlejohn. Look for those papers, sir.
Ralph? R-A-L-P-H?
Hang on. Yes, Ralph Littlejohn.
L-I-T-T-L-E-J-O-N?
L-I-T-T.
Uh-huh.
L-E.
Uh-huh.
J-O-H-N.
J-O-H-N. Well, it's going to take me a few minutes to look through these papers. Let me call you back so I can find it.
Is there a lot of papers there?
Yeah.
Oh, God. How long do you think it'll take you to get back to me and stuff?
I don't know, an hour or so?
Wow, man, really? Oh, man. Do you know Bill Bondsman that you can use for yourself?
What's that?
What was your name?
My name is Sean.
Is that what E-A or H-A?
H-A-W-N.
All right, Sean, H-A-W-N.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you have your papers there?
I do.
And they say you're a licensed therapist? Tattoo
therapist? Licensed what?
Licensed tattoo therapist?
Licensed tattoo therapist?
Right.
No.
You're supposed to have that, your license.
Okay. Dude, I can almost guarantee you you're calling the wrong shop.
No, this is 12 Monkeys.
Right.
And Big Tracy.
Okay.
That's the ones.
Okay.
I got that.
What day?
So
what day did you get tattooed?
Sean made a tattoo. I'm writing this all down for my lawyer. Sean tattooed.
I didn't tattoo you. There's five people that work here.
Yeah, but you're answering the phone.
So?
So you took responsibility when you answered the phone.
No, I didn't. I'm answering the phone because it's my job.
It's your job to tattoo people and answer the phone.
Like I don't have a I don't have a receptionist at this place.
Oh, do you have a woman that answers the phone?
No.
I'm sorry for making presumptions that you're a man or something. I'm sorry.
I need to know what date you got tattooed.
Let's see. When was my anniversary here? Wednesday the 5th.
The 5th?
Right.
Okay.
And you were
Give
open.
Me a number so I can call you back and look for this.
All right. It's
702.
9.
Wednesday the 5th. All right, give me a little bit, man. I'll call you back.
All right, I hope you do. If not, then I'll, you know, I'm going to serve you with papers.
You're going to serve me with papers? Okay.
What's your information then?
What's that?
What's your license number?
Just let me call you back a little bit.
You're supposed to have your license there in plain view.
Look, in the state of California, you don't need a license to tattoo.
Well, you said you have papers.
I have my bloodborne pathogen work. I have my fucking CPR test. As far as a license goes, to tattoo in the state of California, you do not need one.
All right, so you got the numbers off those papers then?
The papers for what? The one you signed when you got tattooed?
The herpes test, the bloodborne test.
I have those paperwork.
Okay, I will need a copy of that.
Okay, well, let me find your paperwork before we start doing all this.
And who's the insurance there on the building? Who's it with?
I don't know. I don't own this place, man.
My lawyer gave me a list of questions to ask. If you let me go through this list here real quick, and then you can get back to me. Social Security number of the person who did the tattoo?
You don't even know who did the tattoo. I don't know who did the tattoo.
I got down here. Sean did.
You're going to go ahead and just blame me? Wow, you're good, buddy.
No, it's the only name I've got so far, unless you have something better for me.
Right, well, first of all, you would probably need to come down to the shop and talk to the guy that did the tattoo. Then you can go from there with your fucking lawyer.
Yeah, but you're keeping the information away from me, so I
I don't even know what information you need.
I got a list. I'll read them out to you if you let me read it out.
Why would I give you all that?
Because
I don't even know half that shit.
You're required to give me the information.
Let me find this paperwork, supposedly, that I have, and then I'll call you back. Then you can ask me all those questions again.
You're going to get serious fucking trouble.
I'm going to get in serious fucking trouble.
Unless you give me these papers. That's right.
Okay, well, you're not here to give them to you, so apparently I can't get in too much trouble right now.
Well, Social Security number?
I'm not giving you my Social Security number.
No, it's a list of questions here. It's the person who did the tattoo. So if you're...
Well, I don't know. You don't know who did the tattoo. I don't know who did the tattoo. So how am I supposed to give you their Social Security number?
Well, the burden of the proof is on you, sir.
I seriously doubt that.
Well, the burden of proof is on the state, and the Japanese surrendered, so whatever.
What the fuck are you talking about, bro?
All right, I got a different phone number here for you. You ready?
Yep.
It's 787.
Okay.
879-1873.
Okay.
And that's the Catholic Library in Arecibo, Puerto Rico.
What does that have to do with anything?
Because they're representing me.
What is it?
The Catholic Library in Arecibo, Puerto Rico.
Okay.
And they'll be representing me here in this case.
Okay.
So how do you plead, guilty or not guilty?
Okay, I'm hanging up, buddy. I'll call you back when I have something, all right?
All right, I'll be following up with you, you said, in an hour.
I'm going to try to give you a call back in an hour.
Okay, I'm going to fax that information. Do you have a fax machine there?
No, I do not.
You don't? You're supposed to have a fax machine.
I'm supposed to have a fax machine? Why am I supposed to have a fax machine?
Well, because, I mean, it's kind of the rules here in the state of California on tattoo installations. What's the woman saying back there? What's she used to smarten the mouth about?
There's no woman here.
Who's smart with the mouth over there? There's a woman talking there being smart with the mouth.
There's nobody here but me.
I want you to say stop being smart with the mouth.
Hello?
Say it.
Who do you want me to say it to? There's fucking nobody here but me.
There's a woman
there. I'm closing
there.
The shop. I'm getting ready to walk out the door.
Not for another hour, you're not.
You're right, I'm not.
That's right. You're going to get these papers in line for me and get this taken care of. And I'll be calling you back, buddy.
Oh, I know he does.
You know what? You see, there is somebody there. Who is it? Tell me now.
That would be one of my coworkers.
And what's her name?
I'm not telling you. It's not a her, and I'm not telling you his name.
Sure it isn't.
Okay, buddy. I'll call you back in a little bit.
Big fucking game.
Okay, have a good night.
It's a big fucking game until you get a fucking subpoena in the mail. All right, cool. All right. I have fun arguing with those tattoo places all the time about their papers and such. Milkman, are you hitting buttons over there? What's going on? You got a virus on your phone?
Yeah. Ha! Your papers and your destination, please.
Your destination.
Oh, dude. I got me a Bex Dark right here, man. This one's for you.
Bex Dark. We need some.
Oh, that's good shit, man. Reminds me of the island.
We need some. How does that remind you of the island?
I always pick
Virgin Islands.
Because every time before we did a show, or when I went out and bought phone cards, this store, I always got Beck's Dark Beer. It was ice cold.
Yeah.
And every time I taste it, it reminds me when we're going to do the show.
Okay.
Where I had a handful of phone cards.
So
it was always at that ARAP store is where I got these at. You could buy them by the singles.
All right. Nina's got a good suggestion. He says we should call, get Charlie back on the line, and say he's a lawyer. I fuck you. Oh boy. We should get crazy bus driver to call Deborah M. That should be our lawyer. Imagine.
Oh, cheese boy. Cheese dog.
Alright, guys. Alright, that was the first lonesome number.
Cheese dog.
I go for a cheese dog right now, fucker.
Well, you got a titty dog there.
Oh, yeah, baby. Where's my titty? There we go. Well, almost dropped it. Almost lost it.
Oh, I got the nurse on here. The Beck's Dark.
Better than that. You ain't going to get nothing out of this tit. Nothing but some weird water. Like, you look at it, it's all gooey looking. It's like cloudy, the water inside this. Really weird. I wonder what they put in it. I want to pop it so bad. Just get into it, you know? But then it'd be no fun because I can't find any more.
Damn!
Anyway, alright.
Yeah, if it goes flat, man, you lose your implant, dude. That's the end of it, man. Because whoever got them bought them all up for their kids or something.
Alright, good point. Cowboy Palace Saloon. Let's see what's up with them.
I tried to get you to buy one for me, too.
I told you they sold out. I went and there were those intentions, Milkman, and they had nothing left. I even asked.
Okay.
You know how embarrassing it was
to ask? I think you probably got the rest of them kept for yourself.
You know how embarrassing it was to ask the Puerto Rican guy in the dollar store for fake boobs? He's like, what do you mean? What do you mean fake boobs? I don't have fake boobs.
Cowboy Palace.
Yeah, is this that gay bar with the cowboys?
Cowboy Palace.
Yeah, the gay bar with the cowboys.
Cowboy Palace.
Is this the gay bar?
Cowboy Palace.
Stupid,
Cowboy Palace.
Stupid bitch.
fucking gay bitch.
Awesome. That's
awesome.
One of them great calls.
I'm screaming the
panty dropper.
Watch this.
Cowboy Palace. Cowboy Palace. That's something
strange. What's it sound like, Milkman? I'm putting the phone like I'm putting the microphone in my mouth for it. Hey, someone's calling back. Let's see if
it sounds like you're playing a horn or something. Let me get my lawyer. Ralph?
Speaking.
Hey, what's up, man? This is Sean.
Hey, Big Sean.
You just called here?
Yeah, what do you got for me on those papers?
I got nothing.
Yeah, see, it's going down.
It's going down. So, your receipt? What is your receipt from? A credit card?
My wife has it, and I'm not talking to her right now. She's jealous.
Okay, that's fine, but is it from a credit card?
It's some kind of signed pay. I think she paid with a card, probably.
Well, that's
actually,
where your first mistake is because...
Actually, no, she didn't. She didn't pay with a card. She didn't pay with a card, as a matter of fact, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then what's your receipt from?
Some kind of signed receipt about services rendered.
Okay, we don't have receipts.
So now, do you see, there's a whole lacking paper. I've got such a case on you. You don't have you don't have the papers proving that I got that I authorized the tattoo. You don't have your own papers proving who made the changes to my skin, who installed the tattoo. You don't even have a record of services rendered. So then you explain to me how you're supposed to get yourself out of this one.
Okay. I think you might need to do a little more research before you start blaming people, buddy.
All right. So can I go by with my information that I need from you?
No.
What's
I'm not giving you any information.
I want this, completely ridiculous. I want the Social Security
all,
now,
God damn actually,
it.
If you actually have a receipt from a business,
God
like
damn
a tattoo
it.
Shop, it would have the name of the tattoo shop on the top.
God
correct?
Damn it.
What's that?
God damn it.
God damn it? Okay. What time did you get your tattoo? Do you remember that?
Nope.
You don't remember what time you
I
got
tattooed?
I don't
need to give you any information. If you don't have any for me, I don't have any for you.
Okay, fair enough.
All right.
Have a good night.
Bye, asshole. Whatever. Shit. Milkman. Hang on. Milkman? Milkman. Milkman! God damn it! That's what he said. God damn it. Sorry about that. Forgot to link you up, you know?
Oh, I had to flip over to the stream, and I heard part of it, man.
Yeah, it was stupid. I ruined it. All right, we're going to
call... That guy called back?
Yeah, he called back. It was rude and nasty to me, disrespectful. All right, so, you know, I got speaking of Milkman, we're going to call at Kobe Steakhouse.
Awesome.
Yeah. Thought you'd like that.
Now you're making me hungry.
Me too, man. Making me hungry. Any second now, the fucking phone will ring.
Thank you for calling Kobe Steakhouse. If you have reached this recording during business hours, we invite you to leave a message and we will return your call promptly. Our restaurant hours are 5:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 5 to 10 on Fridays, 4:30 to 10 on Saturday.
Shut up.
Dude, that don't sound very Kobe to me. That sounds pretty Texan.
It's pretty white.
If you reach this message, you're outside our business hours.
If you
come down to the shithole, well, we're stomping some mud up. Out here in the cow pasture, kicking around cows too.
If you freeze these messages, you're going to call it. All right. Milkman, we're going to take a break here. What time is it? 11:15? Might be break time here. Let's try to call them again, though. Hang on.
Shit in an oven.
Shit in an oven. Play some music here.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Man, I love that booby. That's not fair. I want a booby.
Did you go to the dollar store, Milkman, like I told you?
No, man, they don't have any boobies. You kidding? They showed me Christmas ornaments. That ain't good now.
Christmas ornaments. Go to the other dollar store. Dollar Tree, not dollar store. You gotta go to Dollar Tree.
I want a booby.
Give me a second, folks. I got to clear up the conference here. We're not going to be able to add a new number. Yeah, Ken, I got the macaroni girl. Don't worry. I'll call him Dewdrop instead. I didn't set up a break list here, so it's going to be...
Okay, so I'm going to help you.
Yeah, hi. I was had an issue there. You know, I called in earlier, and a gentleman made curse words to me on the phone. What are you going to do? Whoa. Whoa. Say nothing. Wow! No! Please answer.
Hello, ma'am. How are you?
Hi.
Hello, ma'am.
Oh, they just hung up. Milkman, it's not fun anymore. We got by with it. Dude, Milkman, there's a weak spot in the titty. You can't see it on camera, but there's a weak spot here. It's like a pimple starting to grow like a cyst on the side of it. I think if I squeeze it it's going to pop. You want me to do it?
You're going to have to suck on it and kiss it real nice there. That way it won't pop.
You want me to do it? I can do it.
No, don't do that. No!
Oh, come on.
It would be nice. Imagine how bad that hurt.
It's going to be so much fun. Oh, yeah, dude, look. You probably can't see it. It's got a weak spot there somewhere. That's not good, man. It's a lump. You're supposed to check for lumps all the time. Okay. Look, guys, we're going to take a break here. We really need to take a break, okay? When we come back, we got more pranks to do. We're going to call the Macaroni Grove. Lonesome Loser has sent it in. He sent in an additional one as well. We got the Hangar One Steakhouse. We got the Wayfarer Inn. We got a Chuck E. Cheese here also from Brendan. And we can also call back that Olive Garden. This is Madhouse Radio. Probably ending the show just after midnight tonight. Because I got things to do tomorrow. Ooh, man, anytime! Send in your request to me, Carlito. Madhouse Radio is the screen name if you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger. And madhouse@live.com if you're using MSN Messenger. Or use the request a prank form over at madhouselive.com. Thank you for tuning in to us.
Hey, hermano.
On Cacti Radio. Yes, Milkman, go ahead.
I got a quick news report. Sweet Kisses reports that Bella is healing rather nicely, but she's still in big pain and she's sleeping right now, sleeping it off.
Thank God. What the hell are you talking about?
That was our news report.
Got it.
Thank you. Poor Bella Pooper.
I think for the break, we're going to play some Jim Stewart prank call here. I don't know which one we'll play. Take a look here, see what we got. Because on bat now is the children who break up marriages, and I really don't want to listen to that right now. I don't know if this is funny. It's called Kashumbuk Part 2. I played Robinson way too much. We got Baba Palace. All right, we'll do Baba Palace there. Right? I don't know if that's funny, but we'll do Baba Palace. All right, you like that? You like them apples, bitches? Let's do it. Woohoo!
I like Baba Palace. Baba!
Baba OJ. All right. Be back in about 5 minutes, everybody. Enjoy your spaces.
I have sinned against you, my Lord, and I would ask that your precious blood would wash and cleanse every stain until it is in the seas of God's forgetfulness, never to be remembered against me.
One of the most mysterious books ever written is the Book of Revelation, or the Apocalypse. This book reveals the future of the world and your part in it. The Book of Revelation, the last book in your Bible, features apocalyptic symbols and secrets.
Madhouse, Madhouse, Madhouse Radio. We'll be right back.
About 10 minutes ago, guy tried to break in my truck.
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Yes, he's a long-legged pissed-off Puerto Rican.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
La da da da. Hey, goodbye.
Hold up. Only rapper to rewrite history without a pen. No ID on the track, let the story begin. Begin, begin. This is anti-auto-tune, death of the ringtone. This ain't for iTunes, this ain't for sing-alongs. This is Sinatra at the opera, bring a blonde. Preferably with a fat ass who can sing a song. Wrong, this ain't politically correct. This might offend my political connects.
Whoop-de-doo, we are back.
My raps don't have melodies. This shit make niggas want to go and commit felonies.
Good to hear, Jim. Dude, that was a blast from the past.
That's a guy I need to get a hold of, man.
I
know we facing a recession, but the
music y'all making gon' make it. Yeah, I sure do miss him again.
I get the trade email with him, and he's a man on a mission. He's obsessed with getting pussy from the email conversations that I can't get out of him lately. That's all he ever talks about. Like, I'm trying to get him. He's working in a Japanese restaurant or something. Yeah, I'm doing badminton. Or something like that. Tennis, badminton. He gave up on pranks.
Yep. Well, he's still pretty young, dude.
Yeah, he's a good guy. You know, we'll get him. We'll bring him around. Anyway, wanted to mention here, guys.
He'll come back.
I wanted to get a poll here. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of the Papa John's pizza, okay? Let me give you my story here. You know, we always end up talking about food on the show. Not a big fan of the Papa John's pizza. I find their pizza to be rather watery. Now, something that I'm really not a fan of is with Papa John's is their garlic dipping sauce. I've got some right here. You know, that they include with the pizzas for free. I find it to be too watery. Like, by the time you get towards the end of it, it's like water. It sucks. It's fucking ass. Conversely, however, for the longest time, Little Caesars had their own garlic butter dipping sauce, which was good. It's like butter with garlic seasoning. It's not a watery mess. It's not oil. It's like that squeeze butter, you know? You know you can get that parquet butter that's squeezed, you know? It's in a container and you squeeze it out. You
know
what I mean?
Comes in a bottle.
In a bottle?
Yeah, it comes in a bottle.
You get it in the dairy section. It's like that with garlic salt. good. I love it. But I hate this watery shit. Okay. So I'm at I'm in Pennsylvania up north, and it's my nephew's 18th birthday, and they ordered pizza for him. You know, we had a little get-together party for him, and they ordered pizza. And I had Papa John's for the first time in years. And the garlic dipping sauce, it's the butter stuff that they used to have at Little Caesars and Hungry Howie's, and they don't make it like that anymore. They started doing the oil water shit there now. You can't find it. I've been making it myself. I've been buying, like, what I do is I'll buy, whenever I get pizza, sometimes I'll get the squeezed butter, and I'll mix it with some garlic salt at home, and I'll dip it in that, because I hate this shit. I hate this water shit.
Use the garlic powder, dude, not the salt, man. That's too much sodium.
Okay, whatever. Actually, I use the garlic powder. You're right, though. I do use the garlic powder only. Anyway, well, listen, what I'm getting at, the pizza over there, it came, the garlic dipping sauce, it was the butter shit. It was the actual butter. The stuff that I like. And I was excited. I was like, holy shit, I haven't had Papa John's in so long, I hadn't had a chance to realize that they stopped making the oil water shit. It's actual butter with the garlic flavor. And I get down here and I'm all excited, and yesterday I ordered Papa John's pizza, and I order extra of this garlic dipping sauce, 75 cents each, because I'm like, fuck yeah, they got the good shit now again. And guess what I get? The watery shit again. The oil water shit. The fuck, man. The fuck. So if anybody knows there, if you get Papa John's pizza where you live up north or wherever it is, if you get the butter stuff, let me know. I'm just curious. Why is it that the one in Florida is getting the oil shit? It pisses me off.
Dude, we need to call Papa John's and find out.
I know. I've thought about, like, it was
cool. I think this would be a valid complaint for Jack Masterson.
Yeah. Oh, God, man. Anyway, let's do some more prank calls here.
For the ever ongoing search for food excellence. This is a job for Jack Masterson.
The Institute of Food Excellence, Jack Masterson and the Madhouse crew. That's us here, man. I'm going to try dipping popcorn in it, see if it's any good.
There you have it.
See, the Papa John's stuff, it's good at first. But when you get towards the bottom, it ends up being like cloudy water. Ugh, God, fuck. It's pissing me off. God damn it. All right. Yeah, it tastes good if you dip it in popcorn in it. That's one of them. I want to go to the movie theater just to eat the popcorn. Yeah. Movie theater over here where I go to, it's all you can eat popcorn. You can get the large bucket, finish it off, and halfway through the movie I get up, go refill it, get extra butter on it. There's another movie theater here where they let you put your own butter on it, like the butter machine is your own. And man, I kill it. I got like half a pound of butter in that, man. More than that, probably. Just soaking in that butter. I love buttered popcorn, man. That's how you do it. Milkman, you still there? Or did I lose you? Milkman! Uh-oh. Jill, you're asking what song this is. This song or the one that we came back to the show with? Let me know.
Hello?
Hey, man. Lost you.
Oh, man, I lost you, D. Sorry, I was trying to call back. Thank you.
Okay, I got you.
So, dude, I think that what they're doing is somebody's taking and opening those little lids, injecting water in there, and sucking out half of the sauce.
I guess.
And remarketing that shit.
Yes, ma'am.
So what we need to do is find out who the middleman is that's actually taking and removing the sauce and find out where it's going.
Yeah,
because that's how you
get back in the loop. It's been like that forever. Well, with Little Caesars, it was cool. Little Caesars, the pizza isn't that good, but it's $5.99 fresh and ready, so you don't have to wait. And the good thing was you could buy your sauce for $1. And the butter, the garlic butter, they made it there themselves every time. They actually took the squeeze butter and they put garlic powder in it, and they sold it like that. And it was the shit that I liked. I get a bunch of them. They stopped doing that, and they just sell this shit here. They sell, not the same, but it's like their own little packets, and it sucks ass. So it's gone there. Hungry Howie's, the Hungry Howie's here by my house, right up the street. They used to make their own. They used the squeezed butter, and they put garlic salt in it, whenever I'd call, and they knew, and then they started selling the packets, and I complained about it, and I said, all right, we'll make the other stuff, like we'll make the old stuff like we used to. And the last time I ordered from them, the guy said he didn't know what I was talking about. I'm like, yeah, fuck you then, man. You know what I'm talking about, asshole. I'm the fat Puerto Rican guy that orders the old school unhealthy garlic butter that you don't want to make. Oh, man. So I resorted to making it myself. I just, you know, but it's so inconvenient. Like, I don't want to have to make an extra, you know, fucking thing. Damn it. Cutbacks.
Dude, by the time you get it made, then your pizza's cold.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. How come Nino's not ops? Look, man, you're supposed to be in charge of that, opping people and whatnot and so forth.
Who got up?
All right, let's call Romano's Macaroni Grill, where we had a complaint 2 weeks ago about somebody hanging up on us or something.
Oh, Nunu got on up. Oh, okay, I didn't see that.
I got him. Probably got booted off because he's out of
sync. He probably was busy wanking. That's what it was. He was watching the titty ball there, and he was getting excited.
Talking about Nunu, I wanted to mention my sister-in-law was talking to me 2 days ago. Since I'm thinking about moving up to the north and northern states, she's mentioning how to drive, you know, in the snow, and how they, you know, when it's snowing, they come out and they salt the streets and stuff like that. And she's telling me, you know, lately, because of the budget, a lot of cities, they don't have enough money for salt, and they run out of salt. And I thought about Nunu and his thing with KDK, where he always has him call about salt and a run on salt and people running out of salt. Yeah. I had a little chuckle. Dina wouldn't know what I was talking about. See, I dumped it in the popcorn. Now the popcorn's
Thanks
watery.
Thanks for calling Romano's Macaroni Grill. Sir, this is Danielle speaking.
God damn it. The sauce is watery.
I'm sorry?
This sauce is watery over here.
I'm sorry?
I ordered some takeout and the sauce is watery again.
Are you at the restaurant right now? Or?
No, I'm not at the restaurant right now. That's silly. I ordered takeout and the sauce came out watery again.
Okay. What did you get?
What's that about? Fucking bitch. She's the one that hung up last time, remember? Remember those when I hung up? That's her. I'm all over this time, guys. Don't worry.
Well, no, I'm calling the reinforcements.
Oh,
no.
I'm all over this one. I remember. She's the little hang-up girl. What was her name?
Thank you for calling Romano's Macaroni Grill for Half Price Bottles of Wine on Tuesday. This is Romeo speaking. How can I help you?
Ah, Romeo, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the girl that just picked up the phone, who was it that did the same thing to me 2 weeks ago?
What was that?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, Romeo.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago, I called over there. Some woman hung up the phone on me over there trying to get away from a problem.
Oh, seriously, again? No, I'm hanging up the phone. And
asshole.
If you call back again, I'm going to call the police.
You're an
next
asshole
time. I've
dickhead.
Already informed my corporate about you, sir.
The sauce
You're
is watery.
You're harassing our employees.
Oh,
goodbye.
The sauce is watery. They've informed corporate about me.
His sauce was weak. We are scared now. We're terrified.
I'm going to choke on my popcorn.
I'm calling the police. I'm calling the police. I got weak sauce. I'm calling the police.
I'm calling the police. That's too funny. That's funny. Jimmy Forb.
You're calling Romano's Macaroni Grill. We offer half-price bottles of wine on Thursdays. This is Romeo speaking. How can I help you?
Oh, I didn't mean to call back. We just made a big deal about calling you back or something.
I love you.
Hello, sir?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call back. I hit redial. I meant to call the other Macaroni Grill.
Okay, no problem.
No, but what's going to happen again, you said?
I'm sorry?
You said something's going to happen because I'll call back?
No, hold on for just one moment, okay?
It was an accident.
Okay, have you been helped yet, sir?
No, I was waiting.
Oh, okay, all right, hold on for just 1 second.
Thank you.
Aiutare.
Grocery store.
What did I do to them last time?
Negozio di alimentari.
I understand.
Negozio di alimentari.
Can you help me find the grocery store?
Mi può aiutare a trovare un negozio di alimentari? Mi può aiutare a trovare un negozio di alimentari?
Thanks for holding. How can I help you?
Yeah, what happened?
Hello, who's this?
Hmm? This is Cross.
This is Cross?
Yeah, is this Romeo?
Yes, this is Romeo.
Yeah, you said to call you back or something. You told
no,
me to
I said
on.
Please don't call back again, sir.
No, I called back on accident and you told me to hang on just now.
No, I said please don't ever call back again, sir.
Yeah, and I'll call back on accident.
Thank you so much. This conversation is over, sir. You have a great day,
no,
okay?
No, it's still going. It's still going. What happened? I forget exactly what happened. Ken knows. Ken remembers. I got hung up. Lance put on epic hold after that and then spoke to Romeo. Yeah, I talked to another manager woman. I remember. That is the girl that just hung up the phone on me. Remember really quick and I called back all pissed off.
Yeah. She recognized you.
That's funny. It's like, oh, it's you. Yeah, I talked to corporate about you already. Jill, you were asking about the music. I'm playing instrumentals off of the Beastie Boys 2008 album. It was a completely instrumental album, and I'm trying to get you the name of the album. I think the song you were listening to is called The Cousin of Death. Yes, the album came out in 2008. It is called The Mix-Up by the Beastie Boys, and a completely instrumental album, which I've been playing here for a few years now. Enjoy it. Get it. Download it for free. Over at ThePirateBay.com, sponsors of the last half hour of the show. Enjoy that one on me. This one's called The Melee.
Yeah, the previous segment was brought to you by Macaroni House.
Macaroni Grill. Macaroni House.
Yeah, Macaroni House.
They should change it to that because of me. I wanted to mention, I finally finished, over my vacation up north, I finally finished on the toilet. I finished reading the Phone Losers book. Great read. I loved it. I recommend everyone go out there and buy it online if you haven't yet. It's being sold through an affiliate of the Amazon store. Great read. Good times. If you like prank calls and phones and shit like that, dude, it's an awesome read. It's just so funny. There was so much, you know, RBCP talks about pranks that he's done in the past and stuff like that. Oh, it was great. I really recommend it. I had a great time reading it. Milkman, maybe I'll send you that book next, now that I read it, if you want. It's a good read. Do you read, Milkman? Can you read English? Do you know how?
Awesome.
Do you know how to read?
Not really. I'm still practicing, so maybe that'd be a good way to learn.
Okay. All right, cool.
Oh.
Oh. All right, let's call the other Macaroni Grill. I'll try not to eat, guy. I know it's rude for me. I'm hungry. I'm diabetic. I got low sugar. I could end up getting angry. End up beating up my wife in the background while you guys watch. You don't want that.
No, not good theaters.
Good theaters.
Got a wild sex scene here later on. You can't do that.
Oh, we did some freaky stuff last night. Tell you what. Tell you all about that later, my friend.
Yeah. Oh.
Thank you for calling Mother's Macaroni Grill. It's Midcap Ashley. I can help you.
Yeah, I was talking to Romeo. He's got me on my ad. He gave me some attitude over there.
What?
I was talking to Romeo and he gave me some attitude over there.
Romeo?
Yeah. He's at the Romano's Macaroni Grill and.
No, this is a
city. Yeah, he told me to give you a call. He said if I called him again, I was going to be in big trouble.
Hang on just a second.
Right.
He said what now?
He said I was going to be in big trouble if I call him again.
If you call who again?
Romeo at Romano's.
Who is this?
This is Cross.
Who?
Cross. I was calling about the sauce. Cross about the sauce? Is your manager there?
Huh?
Is your manager there?
Yeah.
Can I talk to your manager, please?
Speaking, I'm the general manager.
Is there a man I can talk to?
What?
A man I can talk to.
I'm the only one here. I'm the GM.
Oh, Jesus, wow, big deal. I'm the GM. How much you make a year, $50,000?
Is there something I can do for you?
Yeah, I want you to write down a report about Romeo, the Macaroni Grill. I want him reprimanded. You're the general manager, right?
Yes.
Well, write him up for me. I want you to take down my report.
No, I don't. There's no Romeo that works here.
Yeah, but you represent Macaroni Grill.
I can't hear you with your mouth full.
I'm sorry, hang on. You work for Macaroni Grill, right? You represent them?
Yes.
All right, so write down the report. I want you to send it to corporate. Do you have a standard form?
Where does he work at?
Ernie Romano's.
Then you need to contact that store.
He said I'm not allowed to call there anymore.
Well, then he probably doesn't want you to call there anymore.
Well, you work for Macaroni Grill, and you haven't been threatening me yet, so why don't you write down this report? There's trouble for you.
Okay, sir, is there anything else I can help you with tonight?
Do you have a standard form for writing people up?
I do for people at this location, yes.
Well, get that out. I got a complaint about someone who works there.
They don't work here, sir.
No, I came into your store, and someone was mad to me.
Someone was what?
Bad to me.
Who was it?
What was your name?
My name is Ashley.
Yeah, Ashley's the name.
So I was mean to you?
Yeah, the guy with the girl's name, he was mean to me.
Oh, very nice. That's good.
Who got hurt?
Have a nice night, sir.
Okay, Julie.
Okay.
Bye, Stacy. Yes, remember 2 weeks ago? That's funny. We had the guy that called back with the girl's name. Remember that milkman? He's like, fuck you. I got your number. I'm going to trace it. Yeah, yeah. Big fucking dude.
Yeah.
Why'd you call me? You got a girl's name, sir. No, I don't. Yeah, you do. You're an asshole. Something like that.
This is Tony.
His name was like, wasn't it Marge or something? Margie? Something stupid like that.
Andy.
Yeah, it was Andy. Andy called in.
Thank you for calling Hangar One Steakhouse. Our hours of operation are 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday.
Ah, they're closed. Sorry, lonesome. I waited too long to call that one, bro. Sorry, I'm slacking. I know you make extra effort always to try to get, you know, the show as soon as you can. You're a good friend, Lonesome, man. Yeah, Lonesome, I might be moving up to Pennsylvania. We'll have to hang out, do some shopping together.
Hey, cool.
We're going to go to Target and the Gap and the outlet stores.
You don't have Target down there?
Yeah, we got Target. New Target, man.
Oh,
they got groceries.
So they're like a...
The Target.
Everywhere, like a pariah.
Yeah, dude, the Target.
Good evening.
Hello.
Thank you for calling the Wayfair Inn. You know your party's room number. You may dial it now. Please dial 0. Thank you for calling.
0.
Calling the operator. Please wait a moment.
Shut up. Target, not the regular Target, not the super Target. They started selling groceries down here.
Wayfair Inn?
Oh.
Wow.
Where's the Wayfarer?
Yes.
I gotta make a complaint over there.
Do what?
Yeah, I gotta make a complaint.
About what?
Those people don't have ice in the room.
Well, we have an ice machine. You go get in your own ice.
Yeah. But I want to know if I can move the ice machine to my room.
Oh, no.
Why not?
Because it can't be moved.
All right, so when I check in, what do you have in the room for me? You have television?
Do what?
You have televisions in the room?
Yes.
And can I move the television around?
No. There's a television in every room.
Is it attached?
Yes.
No, I think I can move the TV, right? It's not attached to the furniture, right?
Yes, it is.
Is the furniture move?
I don't know.
I want to move the furniture into the bathroom.
Why would you want me to find you in the bathroom?
Because I want to watch TV when I'm taking a shit in the toilet. Is that okay? Hello? Hello, God damn it.
I'm going to tell you this mess. No, you take my furniture.
Can I take a shit in the toilet?
Yes, you can take a shit in the toilet.
Now I want to watch TV while I'm taking a shit in the toilet. You understand?
Well, that's too bad. You can't move its furniture.
Does that have a refrigerator?
Yes, there's a refrigerator in there.
Is the refrigerator close to the TV?
It's near the bathroom.
I'm going to take a shit in the refrigerator. You're not going to know who I am. Take a shit in it. Hello? Please. Hello, please. Oh, man. All right, call back.
Good evening.
Calling the operator. Please wait a moment.
Shit.
Wayfair Inn.
Yeah, hi. I was talking to the smoking lady over there.
Is talking to who?
Smoking lady.
Smoking lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know who that is?
What was you needing?
About the toilet.
What about the toilet?
Well, I wanted to move the TV closer to the toilet.
No. You can't move the furniture.
Well, but it's possible to move it. Like, is it nailed to the floor?
No, but you're not allowed to move the furniture.
Well, how do you find out?
What do you mean, how do I find out?
Like, if I move it, you're not going to find out.
Yeah, we will.
Well, but I already did this. Would it be a problem?
Yes.
I need a new TV. It's an unrelated subject, but I need a new TV.
What's wrong with your TV?
Well, I moved it into the bathroom.
It better not be, or we'll be charging you for a TV.
Well,
put the TV back where it belongs.
Well, I got to pick it up now. Hang on, all right? Can you send someone to help me, or do I have to do it myself?
Did you? You moved it yourself, didn't you?
All right, hang on. Let me try to unscrew it. It's not coming out now. Oh, Jesus. You have maintenance over there to fix the TV that you broke?
That you broke?
No, it came. It was defective like this. There wasn't
wasn't.
There wasn't a sign here that said that I can't move the TV, lady. Hello? Dad, you broke. She was there still. You better put it back.
Good evening. Thank you for calling the Wayfair.
You broke.
Party's room number. You may dial it now. Or please dial 0.
She's someone at 112.
Please wait a moment.
That tool sounded good, though, man.
I gotta find
something. That sounded like an electric screwdriver. Run the tool and bang on stuff.
Give me a room number here, Milkman. No one's in 112. 104?
Good evening. Thank you for calling.
Please wait a moment.
Good evening. Thank you for calling the Wayfair Inn.
108.
Custom service menu.
Huh? Custom service menu.
Custom service menu.
Fuck you. Let's call it back and talk to him.
Dude, start dialing around. Leave a message.
Custom service menu. Custom service menu.
Good evening. Thank you for calling the Wayfair and...
Calling the operator. Please wait a moment.
There you go.
Run the tool and bang on stuff. I can't get this damn thing back out.
Milkman, can you hear this? Tell me. Can you hear that? Hello?
Oh, yeah.
Hello? You hung right up. Shit!
Good evening. Thank you for calling the Wayfair and... You know your party's room number. You may dial it now. Or please dial 0.
Well, they're cool and bang on a bunch of shit, too, man. We're freaking them out.
Thank you for calling.
Calling the operator. Please wait a moment.
Wayfair in.
Yeah, I was calling about that TV.
Yes, what about the TV?
You need me to move it, or can you send someone to help me?
Where's it? Is it in the where it's supposed to be?
No.
Where's it at?
It's in the bathroom part.
Why would you put the TV in the bathroom?
I had to use the toilet. I wanted to keep watching the Magic game.
Okay, well, put the TV back in.
All right, can you hang on? Because my wife's gonna do it.
Okay.
Dana, go ahead. She said move it. You sure it's okay for her to move it?
Yes.
All right, hang on. She's moving it. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I think the TV's broken now.
You just broke the TV.
You guys broke the TV here.
How could we break the TV?
It should have been secured.
What room are you in?
It should have been secured on the ground there so you can't move it off the ground.
Well, why would you move the damn TV in the first place?
Well, it was on the ground to start with. It wasn't on the furniture. It was on the floor.
Okay. Okay, well, I'll report it to the owner then.
Well, I'm reporting you. What's your name?
No, I'm going to report it because you guys broke the TV.
Well, I'm reporting you to the TV.
Why would... You guys moved the TV, so you broke it.
I'm telling the TV on you. You know what I'm saying? I'm reporting you to the TV people. You guys got to better come here and fix this TV. I want a new TV. I want it to be working. I want HBO. Hello? Hello, sir?
Well, we don't have nobody here to change the TV out because
You get down here, God damn it.
The maintenance man won't be here until 7 o'clock this morning.
And what are you doing there?
I'm checking people in.
Well, check yourself in and get over here and start working and start moving TVs. My penis is hard, I'm handcuffed to a bed, and I need help. I don't know my room number. Nice. Alright. Let's do this TV thing somewhere else. Oh, hey, Lonesome. You were gone for this. Lonesome, do me a favor. I want to call the Homa Hotel in Iran. If you think you might be able to find
the Homa Hotel. Oh, my God, yeah.
If you can find the Homa Hotel, I would love to call them and talk to them about the TV. About taking a shit in the TV or something like that. Let's make it happen, Lonesome. Come on. Alright, in the meantime, we're going to call the Traveler's Motel.
Hey. You should call back to the horse and pony show back in Guam too, man. That was pretty good.
They were telling the base commander.
Who was the guy we were talking to? Ernie.
He was calling the base commander on me. Remember? No, like calling General So and So.
Oh yeah.
All right. You just reminded me of another premise too. We'll do that.
The Thank you for calling the Travelers Inn. If you know the guest room number, you may dial it now or dial zero for the operator or stay on the line for further assistance.
You are being transferred to 1.
1. I said 104.
I'm sorry. The person you're trying to reach is unavailable at this time.
Okay, so any more options?
You are being transferred to 1.
I didn't say 1, you shit.
I'm sorry. The person you're trying to reach, please enter your mailbox number.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I'm caught again.
Thank you for calling the Travelers Inn. If you know the guest room number, you may dial it now or dial zero for the operator or stay on the line for further assistance.
You are being transferred to the operator.
Further assistance.
Further assistance. Yeah, listen, I moved the TV over to the bathroom where the toilet is.
Hello?
Yeah, I moved the TV where the toilet is.
What's this?
104.
104?
Yeah. And I moved the TV where the toilet is.
Nobody's in 104.
108.
You moved the TV?
Yeah.
It's on the stand, on top. It's.
Yeah, but I put it where the toilet is. Because I went to take a shit in the toilet. You understand?
So?
I moved the TV so I could watch it.
And then?
Yeah, it fell on the floor. I want a new TV right now.
You moved the TV?
Yeah, I put the TV in the shower and it fell. And it broke the shower, the bottom part of the shower. It damaged it and the TV's broken.
What TV are you talking about?
The television that you watch the TV shows on, damn it. Do you have an extra TV that you can give me?
No, not tonight.
No, then you put me in 104 then. I want you to put me in 104 right now. Whatever. All right, Nuni wants us to do this stupid thing. The reverse, we already talked about it. The reverse Homa Hotel thing. Okay. We'll do it on the next one. The Century Motel. You got it, Nunu. You got it, Nunu. Seriously, what are we going to do, dude, if I move? It's going to be... It's going to be at least a month before I can do the show again. I mean, they're going to have to set things up all over again, bro. You guys going to be okay without me? I don't know. I can't have...
You just got to take a camera and take pictures of all your connections, and that way it'll be a lot easier.
Okay. I think I can manage it. I'm just saying.
No, I do it.
Huh?
I do it all the time on computers and shit, like when I disassemble them.
Uh-huh.
I'll take pictures of them in stages, so that way it's really easy to remember, because I've got a high-resolution camera you can zoom in.
Yeah, but what if you have to disassemble your camera?
Well, if I got to disassemble my camera, I won't put it in my shower, because I'll shit in the refrigerator first.
It was in the refrigerator first. I got you, man. Good point. The Hillcrest Motel isn't dialing. We'll have to, well, the Century isn't. We'll call the Hillcrest instead. Good point, Milkman. You always get an answer for everything, don't you, you bastard?
You bastard. Son of a bitch.
What, bastard, son of a bitch? Hey, Ted Webb's online.
Thank you. to Chris.
Hello.
Hello.
Listen, I am here, and there is man in one room, okay?
You are what?
There is a man in one room, and there's one bed in the room, and in the bed with another man.
What?
There is a man in one room. And in the one room he has a bed, one bed, and another man in him with the bed in the wrong room.
I mean, what are you?
I'm in the room.
What is your name?
This is Ali Kamal. Hello?
What room?
Hey! Hello? Hello? Hello, sir?
What room are you in?
104.
104? What town are you in?
Hey? Hello? What'd you say? I got to put my son on the phone, okay?
Huh?
I put my son on the phone.
On the front?
On the phone.
Okay.
Hang on. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, this is Cross.
What is your name?
This is Cross, I said.
Cross?
Yeah, there's a man and he's in a room.
I mean... Are you here in our motel?
Yeah, there's a man in the room in the hotel. And he's got only one bed in the room. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
And
I mean,
he's in the
Are you in there with him or what?
Yeah, there's two men in one with one bed, one room.
So what room are y'all in?
104.
Well, I don't have no 104.
Well, there's two men in the room having sex right now.
Well, I mean, what do you want me to do?
I want you to stop it, because this is a goddamn Christian country.
Well, you're not in my motel.
Yeah, and you've got people there having sex, men with men having sex in the hotel.
I don't think you're in my motel.
I'm calling anonymously, because I have a report of men having sex there.
Well, I'm sorry. No.
Well, do something about it. Are you not Christian? You're lesbian. I don't like the hotel thing because they want to have the room number. And they never had the fucking room number, you say. Never.
Oh, my God. Is that the real Ted Webb?
I told him to get in here. I told him he was online. I told him to get in here. Ted, Jack is back. Jack is back.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, listen. Oh, fucking bitch. Okay. Welcome back, Ted. Hello, bunch of... Ted, call in. I'll pass you the number. You want to call in, do a bunch of prank real quick, if you're not busy.
Absolutely, man. I'd love to hear one of your calls.
Ted Amarilan.
All right. Oh, he does Bubba. We does Bubba.
Bubba.
The repairman.
Jack, hello, this is Jack. And remember, Ted does that effeminate voice too?
Oh, yeah.
Does he? I don't know, I'm just making that up. I don't know who he does. Milkman,
he
you
does
laughing.
That operator, he does that real nasally geeky guy.
Here we go.
Hello.
We got a blast from the past here. Breaking news, Milkman, we got the Homa Hotel ready to go. We haven't called him in about a year. Thank you, Lonesome. Time to call Iran. Iran so far away. I'm popcorn in my teeth now. Shit. This is the Homa Hotel.
Hello?
Yes, this is the Homa Hotel.
Okay.
Homa Hotel, Iran.
Hello?
Homa Hotel, Iran.
Hello?
Yeah, Homa Hotel, Iran. Is this you?
Yes, yes, yes. This is Homa Hotel of Fadbarapas.
Is your face covered right now? Do you have, are you showing your hair or is it covered?
Do we have what?
Your hair. Is your hair showing or is it covered right now?
From where you come here?
Because I have a report to make about a man that's there right now.
Do you want to have a reservation here?
I'm planning on making a reservation, but I got a report.
You are at Portsdown?
No, I have to make a report about one man with another man in the room together right now.
I don't know what it says, Ali. If you say it slowly, it's better.
Damn it. Damn it.
Slowly, say it slowly.
One man.
Yes.
Another man.
Yes.
One room.
What?
One bed.
Yes.
One bed.
One bed. For when?
Now, right now.
Okay, we have. You can come here.
They have sex.
What?
They're having sex, two men together in the room.
Okay, you want a double room, yes?
No, one room.
One room for two persons.
For two men.
For two men, yes, good.
To have sex and make kissing.
What?
To have sex and make kissing.
With?
With a man.
Just above it.
Okay.
Just above
it.
Hi, this is my family.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Is this Iran?
Hi.
Is this
you can come here. We have double room.
No. I want to have one room for kissing man with another man only.
Just
one
room? I think you have fun.
No.
I think you have fun.
Can I see your hair?
No.
I want to see your hair.
We can't. Sorry, you can't come here because this is Islamic country, city, and people.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to have this, you can't come here.
I want to kiss
you
woman.
You can choose another place.
I can kiss woman?
No. Bye.
No, kiss woman.
I'm so sorry. Bye.
I want to kiss you.
Bye.
Kissing you. Whatever. All right, cool. That's Iran, everybody. You hear the echo there? That's the CIA listening to the call. I'm telling you what. Anyway, so there we go. People, as you know, it is a Muslim country. You're not allowed to have man kiss another man. Remember the guy used to tell us it is not permitted. It is not permitted.
Oh, that's classic, dude.
Good times.
What about that call to Guam, man? You still got that one where you're talking to Ernie?
Was his name
Ernie? One girl was Turkish. She said she's Turkish. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's the one because...
They had some Turkish.
Listen. The one that we used to call was in Tehran. Lonesome. Not this one, because the one you sent me was in Rande Ababas. And he sent me another one in Azadi Park. That's not the one, I don't think. Maybe, let's see. Because the one, you used to call and go, "Welcome to Homa Hotel Tehran." That's what it'd say every time we call it. "Welcome to Homa Hotel Tehran." Alright, let's try this one. We got a different one here. It used to be a Hilton until the revolution. And it got taken over by the Iranian government.
Homos. Homos.
The homosexuals. There's nothing wrong with being a gay. I like it. I love gay people. I love them all.
Not at all.
Hey.
Some other face.
Alright, is this Tehran, Iran?
Hello?
Is this the Homa Homosexual Hotel?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I want to make a reservation.
Yes?
Okay, for one room?
Yeah. Where are you now? You are in Iran?
I'm on my way. I'm in my helicopter.
Okay. So, what's your name, please?
This is Cross Valente.
Cross?
Valente.
Mr. Cross.
Listen to me, goddammit.
Yeah? And how many rooms do you like?
One room.
Yeah, a single one.
One bed.
You could talk there.
And
yeah?
For two men.
Okay.
I want two men in the bed at the same time.
Oh, two men and on one bed or separate bed?
No, the one bed.
Okay.
Man kissing the other man.
Okay, just hold the line, please.
Okay. I think he's a gay. Oh, I'm a gay monster. Hello?
Hotel Omaha, show up, hello?
Yes, I'm making a reservation for one bed, one man, two men, one bed.
Oh, wait a moment, please, right?
Who is this?
Yes?
Why am I talking to you again? Hello?
Okay.
Yep. What do you got?
You want a reservation for when?
I want two men in the bed at the same time.
Okay.
And they're going to kiss each other. Make kissing and having sex.
What?
The two men are going to have sex in the bed in your hotel.
Wait a moment. Do you want to reserve a room?
Well, yeah, but I just want to make sure that no one interrupts. I'm going to have sex with a man in the room. So I only want one bed.
We haven't any man for you.
No, I have my own man. He's my husband.
A husband?
I have a husband, yes. I am a gay. We have to discuss this now.
It's okay.
It's okay to have sex there?
Yeah.
Okay, what about, is there a woman there that maybe wants to come? What is he saying?
Okay, when do you come in our hotel?
Well, I just got to Iran. I came to the big airport.
You want a double room?
No, single room, just because the man's going to have sex with the man.
But your rate of the room is charging for two person.
No.
Excuse me, sir. I can't reservation. I can't make a reservation for you. Because this is the law of our hotel.
What is the law?
Yeah.
I'm a human. I can have sex with man if I want. Do you know what sex is? You know what is sex?
Why?
Do you know? They know. They get all horny when they talk about sex. They're repressed over there. I need a good sexin'. Right, Milkman? Milkman? Huh? Milkman? Huh? Yeah?
Uh-huh. Hello?
Ha-ha! Thank you.
How did Web call in?
He doesn't want to call in. He said he wasn't interested, he told me. No, seriously. Ted Webb, you want to call in?
Oh.
Let me send him the number. Hang on.
I want to hear Teddo, my old friend Teddo.
I want to hear a big old Ted.
Does he have the number? Get the private PM it to him.
Yeah, I am. I am right now.
PM it to him. Yeah.
There you go, Ted. That's the Skype in number. Don't share it, but if you're interested in calling in and maybe doing a Bonshoot thing, you can go ahead if you're not busy. Again, he might be busy. Ted might be busy doing stuff, you know, with the old lady.
He might be busy.
I know he's not having sex because he had a vasectomy, so that means you can't have sex anymore after you get a vasectomy.
Shit. Ouch.
Yeah. And you lose your ability to have sex.
I got my Peter sewed to my leg, and that don't help either, man. Mm.
We got a number in Tokyo. We got the Saigon restaurant. It looks like a Vietnamese restaurant in Tokyo.
Oh. Well, last time you called there, you had that girl all hot. She's like, uh-huh.
Oh, they called uh-huh. the girl in Vietnam, though, after that. Remember, she said she wanted to marry me? I told her I was Tom Cruise.
Yeah. That's at least two women, because remember A&D married some girl on the air one time, too, our lawyer.
Yep.
ありがとうございます。サンゴレストランでございます。
もしもし。
はい。
Hi, this is Vagina Jones.
あ、もしもし。
Yes, my name is Vagina Jones. Hello.
Hello.
English speaker.
I can't.
You speak English, baby?
I can't speak English.
You know sex? You know what sex is? You know what is sex? Oh, I guess she does. I think sex is one of those words they all know. Oh my god. Ah. Look at that. Denver Nuggets beating the shit out of Miami. And she hung right up. All right, we got the original Home My Hotel, the one that we pranked for months and months on end. Lonesome Loser confirming he has found that target number. Let's do it.
Oh, my God. Awesome. Happy days are here again.
Happy days are here again. Ken wants us to call Big Booty Brenda. She doesn't talk to us anymore, dude. That's it. This is the one.
Calling the operator. Please wait a moment.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hi, Dan.
Hello.
Hi, I am an American.
Okay.
I want to make a reservation for homosexual.
Okay, no problem. Do you send your fax or email?
I'm going to put it in my ass.
Okay, just a moment. I'll connect to the reservation department. Hold on.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
Gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Hello. Thank you. Good.
Good. That's good. I had a question.
Yes.
When the man goes down there, and he sees the woman, but he chooses a man instead. What is the problem?
Do you have a room here?
The man has a room, and he's going to invite another man to stay in the room with him tonight. Oh, man. Let's try it again. It sucked. Ugh. Sound like the guy we used to always talk to. Oh, boy, I'm tired. Fucking shit.
Welcome to Home Hotel Tehran.
Calling the operator. Please wait a moment.
Hello.
Yeah, the man hung up on me.
Okay, hold on. Okay, no problem. Hold on.
Damn it. Like American Infidel, line one. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yes?
Yeah, gentlemen, the phone hung up when you called me.
The phone hung up when you called me.
Yes.
What happened?
What happened?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Ship.
Hey, Carlito.
Hey, I made a mistake. I failed to add you to the conference. I was in the middle of talking to an Iranian, and there you are.
Huh?
Hey, can you call back?
Call back?
Yeah, call back. Call back. Thanks.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. Right now he's hung up. Gentlemen. Gentlemen. Milkman, did he hang up? Milkman.
I don't hear anything, dude.
Fuck.
I don't hear anything. I think he just laid the phone down.
I think he did. Gentlemen.
Hey.
Teodoro, how are you?
¿Cómo estás, mijito?
Estoy bien. Muchas gracias. Qué bueno hablar contigo. Hace tanto tiempo. How are you, man? How's it been?
Pretty good.
Pretty good?
Still working. Finished school.
Yeah?
Enjoying, like, having my evenings free for once in a lifetime.
That's good. That's good. You're out of the prank call game. I just saw you on. I thought I'd give you a shout-out, see how you're doing, buddy. Glad to hear from you, man.
Yeah, I still run a prank stream, and I grab your new stuff off your blog every once in a while.
Kick-ass. Well, keep it in gear, man. Keep doing your thing. Well, I'm glad you're doing good, man. Did you you not finish your school then? You're still doing your thing?
I'm done with school.
Okay. Did you certify at all, or no?
Well, I was going for my master's degree.
Holy shit,
so
dude.
I'm done.
That's crazy. I'm about to get a pretty good job here. Hopefully, we're seeing. I got a final interview. Hopefully, it's going to be out of state, so it's going to be a big move for me. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, you're going to move somewhere?
Yeah, I'm going to move up to Pennsylvania, looks like.
No, that's like a whole
other
country.
Well, might as well be. Things in Florida are bad, sir. No good jobs. Crime is going up in Orlando. There's nothing going for this place. Nothing.
There's a lot of places like that now.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to talk about this stuff, though.
That's not. You want to do a prank call, or did I catch? Are you not?
Yeah, go ahead. I have to warn you, though. I haven't done a prank and who knows how long.
That's fine. No worries. I'm about to wrap things up here, but I'm going to connect you through to the to a motel. Does that sound good? Fair? Even Steven?
That's fair. What is it? Is it Motel 6?
Pecan Grove Motel.
Okay. Hold on a second.
Uh-huh. I'll send you the details just like we used to back in the day. You want me to dial 04 to get the front desk, or do you want to try to see if you can find a room that's occupied?
I've only done that with Motel 6. I don't know if you can do that with every motel.
Yeah, some you can, some you can't. Okay, all right, let me get you through to the front desk. We'll see if we can have fun with that, all right?
Okay.
All right, homeboy, don't go anywhere, everybody. It's Big Ted. Sorry for the big part, that's not true. Ted's not, he's smaller than me, actually. All right, don't go anywhere.
Ted-o.
I'm not that small of a man.
Not that small.
How big a boy are you?
How big a boy are you? Be a good tossle.
Is this in Pawnee County? I don't know what the hell I'm...
Pawnee, Oklahoma.
Okay, so I'm looking at the right one.
Thank you for calling the Pecan Grove Motel. If you know the room number of the party you're calling, please enter it now. If you're not interested, please dial 0. The extension number for the fax machine is 120.
Okay, so the three-digit number is...
Yeah, 108.
The party is... What?
What the fuck?
Huh?
Don't worry.
What the fuck was that all about?
Don't panic. Hang on. I'll dial him again. Oh, man, the new Skype sucks balls, man. This sucks. Have you tried the new Skype yet, Ted? It's ass.
I'm on it. It sucks.
Yeah, it does. Okay. Nah, I only got the
are option. We in a, what kind of conference? I'm not in a conference where I can call out, right? It's just you can call out.
If you're on Skype right now, you should. I think you can add somebody. You got to click on view and then call phones and all this shit. retarded. Try it again.
For reals.
For reals, yo. That says that the... Oh, my God. Hang on, I don't go anywhere. I might have to... Come on, damn it.
Are we calling the same place?
Yeah, I'm trying to eventually here.
Ooh, they have cable TV, phones, and queen-size beds.
Holy crap.
It is a balmy 30 degrees Fahrenheit in Pawnee, Oklahoma.
That's nice. Yeah, now my shit's all locked up. Thank you, Skype.
Oh my god, this is like
Redneck Central. My shit's locked up too, as we started.
I got it. Dude. I fix it now.
Won't you please come on and sit a spell? How the hell did you find this place? Holy crap. Their webpage streams 1995 internet.
Really?
It's like when people first got access to AOL and were creating webpages. That's what this webpage looks like. Too many animated GIFs, plain text.
Seriously? They got someone in-house doing that, probably.
They even got that cheesy email mailbox graphic that was all over the place.
Yeah, I don't know. It tells me if I call it in, it's going to put the current call that you and I are on, you, me, and Milkman are on hold, which is definitely not what I'm trying to do here. Oh, boy.
I can do anything. Conversation. Add people.
That's not going to work. You gotta do view now, apparently. Ooh, I got it.
Oh, it sounds like I put in a phone number.
Yeah, I got it now. Oh. Now it's working. Shit.
Thank you for calling the Pond Grove Motel. If you know the room number of the party you're calling, please enter it now. If you want the manager, please dial 0. The extension number for the fax machine is 120.
I had 0.
While I transfer the call.
Hello.
Office.
You. Oh, it's that.
Hello. Hello.
Yo. Yeah. Yo. It's Pecan Grove.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Y'all got any work over there?
Any work?
Yeah. I used to be a janitor at school.
No,
I was a janitor up at the school. I was a janitor at the museum, you know?
Yeah. No, not this time, dude. We only got one housekeeper, and she only gets about six hours a week. It's
damn.
January, now, it's cold. You know, we ain't doing much.
Yeah, one time when I was a janitor at the Historical Society, you know, mm-hmm. there on 6th Street?
Mm-hmm.
Some dude just kept flushing the toilets. I think he had some kind of mental disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And we happened to be having we was talking a lot about ships. You know, like them old big boats during the war.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was sort of funny because there was a tour guide saying, oh, you know, look at this frigate over here. And then just a bunch of water came coming down towards the people. Mm-hmm. And I saved the day because I ran out there with my mop and I was sweeping back and forth, left and right, pushing all that water back outside, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what I bring to the job.
Mm-hmm. I understand. But you know, right now, we just don't need nobody right now. Probably in summer, when stuff picks up, we might be looking at somebody else. Right now, I got a full staff.
Mm-hmm.
But I appreciate you calling, though.
No, wait a minute now. How many rooms you got, though?
We ain't got but 16 rooms. That's it.
Ma'am, small. And you only clean them for 6 hours?
I'm saying 6 hours a week. You know,
6 hours a week?
Yeah.
Now,
all you gotta do is go in and pick up towels, take in, crack out the trash.
What's your goddamn problem? You're going to have bed bugs up in there, motherfucker. You need to clean them goddamn rooms. Meat. Up in there.
Nice talking with you.
Bitch. Listen.
Want to call back or you want to do something else? That's what we got.
I have a feeling he'll pop if we call back. But
yeah.
Let's do something else.
All right, we're going to call England here. This is M. Winston. Thank you very much for entertaining the troops here, sir. You're doing a great service for your community. Let's see here. Call.
Community service. That's something that may be given to you. If you get caught.
Prank calling. All right, here we go. Have you heard from Jin lately? Is he still on the...
Yeah. He's around.
He's an asshole. I don't like him.
Hello?
Hello?
Who
is this?
Winston. I'm sorry, I forgot to tell you correctly. That was M. Winston.
No, I think you did tell
me. I didn't do a good job.
Call back.
All right, we'll call back. See if they pick up.
Well, she doesn't like... She's not an old age pensioner.
Oh, Jesus. An old age pensioner.
This is making me ill, this is.
I don't think so.
Welcome to the Sky voicemail.
Fuck your voicemail. All I got left, we're going to do one more here. Ted, you can take us out for the night. This is the Living Room Cafe. A Latina in Brooklyn, a Latina woman answered there. Know what that means? She makes
not really.
She makes rice and beans, man. Come on. You know what I'm saying? Look at this. Now it won't let me add it. Oh, my God.
Where the hell is this? Cafe and Bistro in Old Town Point National Okay. Catering Gallery of Us.
Living Room Cafe.
Living Room.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is this Living Room Cafe?
Yes.
Who am I speaking with, please?
My name is Olga.
Olga, that's a nice, wholesome American name. What time are you open till?
4 o'clock.
In the morning?
Yes.
4 a.m.?
Yes, 4 a.m. From 5 p.m. to 4 a.m.
Wow, that means you're sleeping when everybody else is working, and you're working when everybody else is sleeping.
I guess so. You have any more questions?
Wow, why are you being so rude?
How
you treat all your customers? Can I speak with a manager, please?
About?
Well, I really don't like the food there, and I just want to make sure he knows.
You what?
I really don't like the food there. It's terrible.
Okay. When did you have it the last time?
What did I have?
Yes, when and what?
When and what? Well, frankly, I can't remember. I think it was like a grilled cheese.
We don't have grilled cheese. Maybe
yeah, you
your...
do. I had it.
Grilled cheese what? Grilled cheese sandwich?
What other kind of grilled cheese is there? I mean, it's grilled cheese. It's a very... I had the chef make it special for me, and I had to describe the recipe. It was 2 pieces of bread, toasted, and then you just slide some cheese in the middle and let it melt. It's a delicacy. And he screwed that up.
Okay, is it a joke or something right now? Because seriously, like, what's your complaint about?
No, I have a legitimate, serious complaint that the Living Room Cafe and Bistro is incapable of executing a simple recipe known as grilled cheese.
Okay, so now tell me, when did you order that the last time? Because we actually don't have this thing on the menu. And, like, when did you have it? Did you take it to go? Were you having it here? Or, you know what I mean? Just, you don't tell me the story.
Are you making fun of me, ma'am? Somebody over there was just saying, was speaking very, very, like Charlie Brown's teacher. Hello?
Hello?
Anyways, do you have someone on your line over there?
No, I think this is a joke.
What's a joke?
She's gone. All right. All right, Ted, you did good. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be rude. I just got to get to, I got an interview or something-ish kind of thing going on tomorrow, 9:15 in the morning. Wish me luck.
Oh, shit. Is this for the J-O-B you're talking about?
Well, it's for a backup plan for the J-O-B, sir. You know, if that doesn't go through, but I'm trying to leave Florida post-haste as quickly as possible. Fuck. Milkman wants you to come.
All right, good luck with that.
Thanks, man. And thanks for calling in. I should have gotten a hold of you earlier. You know, maybe we could have hung out for a little bit. But Milkman wants you to get a hold of him, and he's going to IM you some email address to get a hold of him. Okay?
Sounds good.
All right, buddy. Hey, take it easy, man. Don't be a stranger, my friend.
I can't IM him. I can't IM him from here, man. IM him my email address so I can get a hold of him.
The one you sent me? Okay. I'm going to IM you email address to email Milkman at.
Yeah.
Okay? All right.
He probably has it, but it's a long time ago.
Okay. Well, he can hear you, Milkman, so it's okay. He hears.
I don't have no way to get a hold of it.
Okay. All right, buddy. I'll take care of it. All right, Ted, man. Love you like a brother, man. Take it easy, man.
It's good to hear you. Glad you're still doing your thing.
Good to hear you, man. God bless
Peace.
You. Bye. Peace.
Bye.
All right. That's Big Ted Webb, everybody. Milkman, I think it's time.
Yeah.
It's that time. It's that time. Take us out of here.
Awesome, 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 by Gotham.
Oh,
well, kids, it's another night right here in the madhouse. You can see we had a good evening. We had some special guest appearances there from a blast from the past, Mr. Ted Webbo. That's right, man. If you don't know about Ted Webb, well, keep on listening because he's been a figure in the past and he'll always be a figure in the future. Get to be. But I do like to thank you. That's right. All our friends right here in the chat room, 98.6 The Mouth, that I'm logged out of right now because my PC locked up and I had to restart it. So, Ternunu, thank you so much. But I do want to give a special high five and hand hold high to our numbers hitman. That's right. The Lonesome Loser. Thank you so much. And our friends over at the Homo Hotel, also like to thank Ken, MSD3, Clay, Tuck, who else was in there? Grishnav, Ken, Fish Judd, DX Outlaw, anybody else I can't remember. Sweet Kisses, oh yeah. And the hotel gets feeling better. And I'd like to thank who else was in there? Everybody else that I can't see in the chat room, thank you so much. And especially would like to thank you. That's right. Our friends over at Cacti Radio, Cacti Radio, thank you so much. RBCP and the gang. Especially you, our listeners. That's right. Our beloved friends and audience. We do this every week just for you. The most interactive, crazy stylings of the madhouse that you can find anywhere on the internet right here. That's right. We drop the dime. All we ask is that you give us the time, man, and stop by and share a smile with us. Bring a friend, or better yet, bring an enemy, and let them in on the insanity that's right here, known as the Madhouse, every week. And don't forget to get into our podcast. All of you that can't make our show, check it out. Also, like to thank you, Edmond Ito, our fearless leader, and Generalissimo of the Madhouse Militia. We could not have these crazy stylings and insanity known as the Madhouse without you, Edmond Ito. Thank you so much, my big brother. We love you, man. Over to you, big guy.
Big deal. All right, thank you, Milkman. Yeah, thank you, Milkman, for being on. Lonesome Loser for sending in numbers, as well as Brendan. And Ken sent in numbers also. Looking at you, buddy. Most of them always on top of things, of course. And Nunu, did I say Nunu? Anybody else send the number? Not that I know of. I don't know. Dude, I didn't even get to the request of pranks. I'm sorry, kids. I think Frizz Fry sent one in that I didn't even get to. I'm sorry, homie. What is that? Hint at prostitution? Try playing it straight. Do you care in and do your thing? Yeah, dude, I'm tired. Frizz Fry, look, I'm sorry, man. I know you sent that in with a lot of love and respect for us. And I'm sorry that I failed my mission and, you know, calling all the people I promised to call them when you send in these requests. A failure when it comes to that sometimes. And do not think I should just end the show now. Forever and ever. Anyway, I'll keep y'all posted. If the show does go on hiatus for a month or two because of a move, then I'll let you know with ample time. Don't worry, there'll be plans. Regardless, I'm still planning on, you know, doing shows here in the interim on Cacti Radio, MadhouseLive.com. Be sure to listen to the phone show on Tuesday nights. And et cetera, et cetera. Bitch. We're done. Thank you, everybody who tuned in. We'll catch you here next week.
Call is now being traced by AT&T Security and Call Safety Network. You will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
Check y'all niggas, you know what I'm saying, to show some love. I'm saying us niggas don't know how long we gonna be here. Feel me? So enjoy this shit and enjoy yourselves. And then we out of here. Sit me.